And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden, for the first time since the start of the war in Gaza, threatened to condition support for Israel's offensive there, saying U.S. policy could change if Israel doesn't take concrete steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Biden's warning follows an Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers and was relayed during a phone call on Thursday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House had described Biden as outraged by the attack that killed World Central Kitchen aid workers. In Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the attack on aid workers this week must be the last, and that humanitarian aid must be surged into Gaza.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed 7 aid workers on a food delivery mission. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
It remains unclear whether the punishments and apology from Israel would calm an international outcry over the deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers or reassure international aid groups that it's safe to resume operations in Gaza, where nearly a third of the population is on the brink of starvation. In a statement, the food charity calls the investigation and disciplinary actions important steps forward. However, it adds, without systemic change, there will be more military failures, more apologies, and more grieving families. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China calling for a level playing field for American workers and firms. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
On the start of a five-day visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said China's manufacturing overcapacity needs to change.
It's an effort for us to mitigate the risks from the inevitable global economic dislocation that will result if China doesn't adjust its policies.
And Yellen said she would raise industrial overcapacity and what the U.S. considers to be unfair Chinese trade practices. Yellen on Friday spoke with U.S. business leaders at an American Chamber of Commerce in China event in Guangzhou, a major industrial and export hub. I'm Donna Water.
The United Nations has begun distributing food in Sudan's war-ravaged Darfur province for the first time in months following two successful cross-border operations, but the population still faces widespread starvation unless more help arrives. The year-long war between military and paramilitary forces in Sudan is causing one of the world's worst hunger crises. About a third of the population, or 18 million people, face acute hunger, according to UN aid agencies. The UN's World Food Program says two aid convoys crossed the border from Chad in late March, but it had been unable to schedule further deliveries. U.S. employers added 303,000 jobs in March in a sign of economic strength. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The strong jobs report is another sign of economic strength.
This is just a very solid number. I think this is the kind of jobs report that the Federal Reserve wants to see.
That's Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, who says don't expect the Fed to cut rates at its next meeting in a few weeks.
They want to see more of a slowing in inflation before they start to cut rates. That being said, I do think that we will see rent growth slow in particular over the next few months, and that will give the Fed the confidence to cut interest rates when they meet in June.
The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8% from 3.9% in February. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Norwegian center-left government wants a, quote, historic increase in defense spending with 600 billion kroner over the next 12 years. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said Friday that, quote, we need a defense that is fit for purpose in the emerging security environment, and noted that, quote, our security environment is deteriorating. His two-party government wants to spend a total of 1.624 trillion kroner until 2036 to, among other things, buy new frigates and submarines, plus the Scandinavian nation's first long-range air defense system, and expand the army from 1 to 3 brigades. Earlier this month, oil-rich Norway said it wants to increase the number of conscripted soldiers to 13,500 by 2036. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.